Welcome back to Money News. It is now coming up to, in fact, it's about 17 and a half minutes to 8 o'clock. And of course, the 8 o'clock news coming up at that time as well. Joining me every time at this time of the week, Trevor Long, talking technology with us. Trevor, good evening to you.
Evening, Ross.
Good to be with you.
Lovely to be here. Thank you, mate.
How has your week been?
Really good. I've been in Albury testing technology while I'm down there.
You have got no new gadget in here with you tonight.
I don't have a new gadget, but I'll tell you about two quick things. The Telstra announced the T-Touch this week.
Oh, that's right. This is a strange thing. What's going on there?
It's a tablet, little tiny tablet PC that is $299. I'm not going to even compare it to the iPad because it's not an iPad competitor.
Well, that's what people are saying in the papers.
Exactly.
Though.
Just forget that. Okay, it's a little device, much bigger than a phone. Obviously, it's got a little flip out stand on it, so you can stand it up in front of you. You can surf the internet. You can be on your Twitter and your Facebook. You can make phone calls. You can do all those different things. It's about the internet, mobile, so you can take it with you. I think of it as kind of an extension PC. So if you've got one PC in the house, you've got kids that are using it for study or something, or one child studying and the other one just wants to be on Facebook or Twitter, they could use this kind of thing. Parents, grandparents, doesn't matter who you are, this is a simple little device that'll get you on the internet. It's a good idea. It's not going to be mass market in terms of the iPad kind of stuff, but it's just so that Telstra have got a tablet at that level.
So then you've got a situation where you come in and you have a look at other bits of technology that are around the place, and new websites and stuff like that. Now, we're joined by a man called Matt Barry. Now, Matt Barry is a man who's acquired a company called Freelancer.com. He created a company called Sensory Networks, which developed a whole lot of stuff around the world as well. And you've invited him to have a chat with us tonight.
Look, I thought it was a really good story because this is an Aussie guy, and this is a global website, global company, essentially, that deals with, basically, I like the idea of small business being able to go on this website and saying, look, I need this done. So you might want a website done, you might want a logo design, you might want some programming done, you might want something completely random done. You go there and you tell people you want it, and freelancers or contractors, whoever they are around the world, can go there and bid for that work.
So, he joins us now on the line. G'day, Matt. How are you doing?
Hi, Ross. Hi, Trevor. How are you guys?
Really good, well, mate. Now, just good. Is that the background of Freelancer.com? Is that a reasonably simple explanation of it, do you think?
It is. We've been running since 2004, and we're actually the world's largest outsourcing marketplace. We've got about almost 1.9 million users on the site. And you're very right. It's very similar to eBay, but instead of buying and selling goods, it's for outsourcing very small jobs that start at $30 and go up to $200 or more, and getting people from all around the world to do whatever you can possibly think of any time of day online.
So is the trick of this, Matt, that a person, say, in Broken Hill could do some work as a freelance writer or a freelance, I don't know,
programmer,
freelance, a graphic artist or whatever it might be. They could do it from Broken Hill for somebody in New York or Boston, for example.
That's right. That's right. For the most part, however, it's actually jobs coming from the Western world, places like the US, UK, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and so forth, and going to the developing world, so places like India, Pakistan, the Philippines, Vietnam, and so forth. And any job you can possibly think of. We've got 360 different categories, so it's not just the IT jobs like build me a website and help me sell online and so forth, but it's right through to find me a product in China, mechanical engineering, help design me a house, financial research, you name it.
That seems like a really smart idea, because if you were sitting there and thinking about designing something, let's say a house, and you wanted it in, let's say, a Japanese or a Chinese style, and you found it hard to find an architect who could do that here in Australia, what you're saying, Matt, is you could arguably find somebody who's linked up to your system in Japan, so long as there wasn't a language barrier, you could actually work it up pretty quickly.
That's right, and it's extremely cost-effective. We had a case study just recently of an architectural rendering of a two-story house in three dimensions, just so they could give it to a builder so they could put together the plans. There was about 100 people bidding on that job, and they paid about $98. So it's extremely cost-effective.
So you mentioned, you know, finding a product. Could it be that someone who's an entrepreneur here in Australia with a great idea for a technology or a concept could write up that concept and have someone either locally or overseas source the workings behind it or find manufacturing for it and things like that?
Absolutely. There's all sorts of stories like that. We had one the other day of there was a guy who was designing, it was a flight simulator chair. So this is, if you want to play a computer game, it's actually a chair that's spun around while you're playing with the flight simulator, and he actually managed to get someone overseas to design it and then find someone who actually manufactured it in China and got it built for him and sent across. He got it done quite cheaply.
How do you respond to the concerns of local industries or local people, local contractors and freelancers who see this as a them losing work, losing the opportunity to tab this work? Because as you freely admit, a lot of this work is going offshore.
It actually allows us to upskill. So, I mean, there's 2 million small businesses in Australia, and every one of those small businesses needs to get things done. Build me a website, find me some products, you name it. But we've got 5.1% unemployment in Australia, which is a historic low. So, quite frankly, if we're going to power into the digital future, there's a whole bunch of jobs that we don't have that every small business needs.
And the other thing I was going to say is, now, like obviously eBay, and it's the fact that the users are all rated by others, and you can actually talk about whether you're happy with the way in which the work was done. One of the big issues is when you actually commission work to an artist or to someone else, you've got to be satisfied that the job has been done properly, and then they've got to be satisfied that you are going to pay them accordingly. How does that transaction take place?
Well, it works really well, and it's actually very safe on our site. For every person that bids on your job, you can see every job they've ever done. You can see the rating for that job. You can see the feedback for that job, how much they've paid for that job, etc. The other thing is that we run an escrow-like system. So when you pay the actual freelancer, you put money into the system. They know money's there. They can start work, but they can't access that money until you decide you want to release it. And you only do that after all the job's been done, you're 100% happy with the work, the quality's there, and all the revisions are final, and then you can release the funds. If you're not happy at all, at any point you can get your money back and you can lodge a dispute and so forth, and we have an arbitration team that will come along and get your funds back for you. So it's actually a lot safer in many ways than going to a local designer or what have you, who would typically ask for money up front and so forth. And if you're not happy with the design, you've got not very much chance of actually getting that money back.
It's an interesting story, Matt, and I really appreciate your time and coming on the program tonight and explaining it to us.
Thank you very much for having me.